I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, if you told me someone got arrested for stealing sausages, and I had to guess the first name of that sausage thief, I might go with an Ernie, maybe, or a Chuck.
Casey? It's almost like casing.
A Clyde. I could see a Brad or a John, somebody who would steal sausages. Not a Crystal, but that's what we had in Michigan, where Crystal is heading to...
Hey, maybe Crystal likes sausages.
Crystal's heading to prison after she pleaded guilty to stealing sausages from a freezer inside a home she broke into. I'm serious. She's going to prison for this.
Is this a third strike deal for her?
I think it's Michigan prizes their sausages. This was home invasion. The homeowners caught her removing sausages from their freezer on the 8th of July. And Monday, a judge sentenced Crystal to spend 3 to 20 years in prison for sausage thievery. She will also be required to pay $1,698 in court costs and fines.
Wisconsin. She doesn't know anything else other than sausage.
Michigan, but you're in the same sausage belt there.
All right.
The story does not indicate it, but there must be some other strike against her. This must be her third sausage thievery strike.
Well, there's the tale of a guy, he has an affair, and his wife, takes him goes to the bank with it. And this is like that, but it's got a twist. This guy named Xavier, who is an engineer for a railroad company in Paris, and back in February of 2013, he was on a business trip, and he, even though he was married, met a local woman, and they hooked up. He died of a heart attack during sex, and so the case has been in the courts ever since. And it got ruled as a workplace accident. There's been a six-year debate on whether having an affair on a business trip counts as a workplace accident. But the French courts, appeals courts, issued the ruling. Yes, it does count, which means Xavier's wife will get a payout of up to 80% of his salary for every year until he would have hit retirement age, and then a share of his pension after that. So he dies having an affair on the road while on a work trip, and she gets the pension and gets the the money. That's amazing.
He was on the job, man. She was on the job. Okay, and last place we go is Ozaukee, Wisconsin. This is a little north of Milwaukee. And everyone's a little surprised there about what's moving into a building once occupied by the Spearmint Rhino Strip Club. Okay,
I've heard of that.
They're franchised, the Spearmint Rhino Strip Club. I guess they got a bunch of outlets around the country, and they had one in this suburban Milwaukee town. But then it just didn't work out.
Is Rhino the sexiest animal that you could think of?
I thought when I heard Spearmint Rhino Strip Club, I thought, well, is this like a male strip club? But no, this is where ladies are taking their clothes off. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't. That
doesn't
do it. I mean,
unicorn at least is a little more kind of
that doesn't
like
do it for me.
Shapely or... I don't know. Rhino doesn't signify sexy to me.
No, doesn't do it for me. But anyway, and maybe that's why they had to close their doors there in Milwaukee after a few years.
Well, it's Milwaukee.
They're looking for a different, what they're looking
sturdy.
For.
Yes, they want sturdy.
What they're looking for in South Beach is not necessarily what they're looking for in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So anyway, they had to close the doors. And the place was vacant for a little while. And in comes... taking over the building, the Ozaukee, Wisconsin Christian School, the new owners. They are transforming it into, quote, a place of life and light and hope and joy, says one of the new school officials there. This is a story only God could write. The school acknowledged the transformation from strip club to educational home was a, quote, journey unlike anything we could have imagined. School officials... worked with the Spearmint Rhino Club to buy the property, and after months of working together, the two sides agreed and an offer was signed. The school administrator told the Milwaukee newspaper that while the club's strip pole was gone, you could at the time see the beautiful leopard carpet in the club that we're going to rip up. imagine. The new school will include classrooms, a cafeteria. The school plans to build a gymnasium with a stage. Perhaps they could hold on to the old stage. The school's first day of classes will be
the disco ball and the
next
lights.
Monday. I'd be suspicious of any dad who eagerly pays his kids' tuition in singles.
I can't believe it's news.
At that place.
Well, I'm sure it's a different way of passing the collection plate, you know.
Yes, yeah.
People are still getting into their wallet.
Yeah, one way or another.